You are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. How y'all doing out there? Thank you for tuning in. Oh, we got a busy day today. We're getting more and more information on Aaron Alexis. He is the 34-year-old Navy Yard gunman. And we're getting bits and pieces of his psychiatric history, his social networking, his social life. And, of course, this sparks the debate. Is drinking, is post-traumatic stress disorder, are video games, are a variety of things to blame for any violence. And we're going to be talking about that. We're also going to be talking about this study that we had brought up on yesterday's show in terms of how the CDC thinks the U.S. is under threat by these bacteria. I know, you're thinking under threat, we're thinking, you know, Syria or something. No, not the bacteria, right? The Clostridium difficile, the super resistant gonorrhea. Right? I mean, a variety of bacteria that put us in harm's way. We'll talk about that. Always the question of, is your doctor overprescribing? I'm seeing these articles. Is your doctor overprescribing? It's always the doctor's fault. I understand we hold the key, right, to the prescription pads. I get that. But if there was no demand, there'd be no supply. Okay? And having patients that demand antibiotics... Okay, yeah, you know me, I'm tough. I could stand my ground. I have no problem telling a person, hell no. But it's not as easy as you think. Okay, so before everybody starts blaming the doctors for antibiotic resistance, just hold the phone. Okay? So as you can see, we've got a very busy day on the Dr. Dahlia Show, but never too busy to take your calls, your questions, your comments at 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. During yesterday's broadcast, news outlets... we're trying to feed us as much information as possible. There were a lot of conflicting reports, which is why I had said, look, you know, we want to confirm this. One major news outlet had said that there were two shooters and both were dead. We came to realize within minutes that was not the case. There was one shooter confirmed dead. They were on the look for a possibly second shooter, maybe even a third. And from what I understand now, they believe it might have just been him. Aaron Alexis, 34 years old. From what we understand, the shooting rampage ended after he had died. Okay? Some people think that security had shot him. We're getting reports that Washington Metro had shot him and stopped continual harm. He was in building 197, from what we understand. He got through security. He was able to get through security. He had his own weapon that was legally obtained, but some of the weaponry he used, he took from guards that he had killed. Still not sure what the motive is. There's been a lot of talk on him having, from what I understand, he was a contractor. And there were issues that he had claimed, people had said he had issues with pay, and but from what we understand, we have no idea what really his motive was. He's dead. We can't ask him. It's all going to be a guessing game now. From what we understand, this is coming from CNN.com on what we know and what we don't know. From what we understand, the Metro... Metropolitan Police Chief Kathy Lanier said they are going to still pursue the possibility of there being another shooter, but they don't have any evidence at this point. You would think it would be fairly easy to discern because they could look at security cameras, right, to see if there was a second shooter. But we're of the belief now it was probably just one. And unfortunately, 12 people have died. Reports that another one has died as well. We're going to confirm that. And we're also getting reports that the contractor, Alexis, had medium security clearance. So he had worked at multiple Navy offices over the summer. He had an ID badge, was able to, with his security key be able to get in through security. We're hearing reports that security wasn't vamped up to the degree that some people thought it should of this Navy Yard, but he had some sort of clearance and possibly a recognizable face to security. His security clearance had been updated in July, had been approved by military security service personnel, according to sources. But there were some there's some reports coming out that he did prior have an arrest record, quote unquote pattern of misconduct. So there's been question as to how he could have had security clearance to begin with. All right. I don't know much about Army security, Navy security, contractor security. I don't know much about that. And then a lot of talk about his personal struggles. Had been referred to as a quote unquote hardcore drinker, spending hours playing video games, including Call of Duty. Had a history of mental illness, hearing voices, possibly schizophrenic. There's been some report that he possibly also had post-traumatic stress disorder. And of course, this is what we do. Whenever we hear of a tragedy, whenever we hear of something so bloody happen, we, in our grieving, we try to intellectualize and figure out what happened. News reports are saying they haven't heard from doctors yet what his official medical diagnosis was. Being this person's doctor, you bet they're probably consulting some sort of legal advice on how to surface and how to divulge his medical history. Everybody wants to know, well, if he had mental illness, who the hell was his doctor? That always happens. And of course, you know, many of us doctors, we stop and go, could any of our patients do this? For me, I make sure any of my patients who I feel is beyond my scope in terms of psychiatric illness, I have see psychiatry. All right. I am very limited when it comes to managing somebody with schizophrenia, bipolar, etc., and I usually get psychiatry involved. Unfortunately, we still don't have his official diagnosis. When we come back, I want to talk to you. Did you ever have a coworker that just went berserk? I'm not saying killing people, but have any of you worked with somebody who you thought was unstable and then proved that they were? 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI.
Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Gold. Gold is like nothing else on Earth. From the Romans through the Renaissance, from the Industrial Age to the Space Age, gold has weathered the test of time. For 6,000 years, gold has remained the ultimate store of wealth. According to the World Gold Council and the U.S. Mint, demand is at an all-time high. The stage is being set for the reemergence of gold as the common-sense alternative to a fiat paper currency that gets weaker every day. Midas Resources is proud to offer the hard-hitting report that arms you with the truth you need to protect you and your family from the Fed's plans for your hard-earned money. Don't gamble with your future. Call Midas Resources today and ask for your free copy of As Good as Gold. Call 1-800-686-2237 for the report the Fed hopes you'll never see. As Good as Gold can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. If you have ever thought about owning gold, you must read this report. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, listen carefully. Sweeping changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever eliminate their tax debts once and for all. And now, thanks to Dan Pilla, you can get the tax help you need to end your tax nightmare.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I've helped thousands of people reduce or eliminate tax debts they couldn't pay. And after more than 30 years of experience dealing with the IRS, I can tell you there's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. With the IRS's new policies, it's easier than ever to put your tax debt behind you once and for all. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. Call 800-346-6829. Learn how I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. Or go to my website, taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
There's a huge and hushed up conspiracy going on that's about to turn your lives upside down in the coming few months. Unbelievably, the media are keeping quiet about this. I'm sure they know it, but they probably know that revealing it on TV will generate mass hysteria and chaos. But I believe you should be informed about it. Because when the sinister agenda is finally accomplished and everything unravels, only those who know this secret info will survive and thrive. Go to 123conspiracy.com right now to see the truth. The video at 123conspiracy.com reveals the real, secret reason why Obama is after your guns and ammo. And it's not just in response to mass murders of preparing for war. It's something much darker. Go watch the video now at 123conspiracy.com before they shut it down. Again, that's 123conspiracy.com.
I have bought a few bottles of Heart and Body Extract and have to say that it certainly does work.
That's what Jack from Michigan had to say after his experience with heart pain and what he did to treat it with Heart and Body Extract.
I actually had a huge heart flutter. I was also having some edema around my ankles and very worrisome clot in my right leg that would happen from time to time while I was trying to sleep.
Heart and Body Extract is all natural with no negative side effects. It will help repair or correct past problems associated with the heart and body circulation.
After my second bottle of Heart and Body Extract, all problems are now gone.
Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
I ordered a third bottle of Heart and Body Extract for maintenance as I want to keep everything working.
Order Heart and Body Extract at 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life.
Guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Don working the dials. And a big thanks to you all for tuning in so diligently. I truly appreciate it. I know you guys have many other choices out there. And one of the reasons why you're listening to my show is because the radio won't switch stations. Thank you. And thank God for that. I'm glad you're listening. So, you know, as we're talking about Aaron Alexis, the Navy Yard gunman. And we're talking about how acquaintances have said he was a heavy drinker, was playing video games for hours, marathon sessions, 16 hours at a time, playing Call of Duty, etc. There's a lot of discussion in the media right now on what to do to stop violence. I mean, nobody wants a shooting like this to happen again. Do we target the video game creators? Do we target, do we screen teenagers or young adults who, I mean, he's 34. I wouldn't call him a young adult. I'd call him, you know, he's 34. Do we screen people who play video games? Do we, apparently he had a rejection from a woman who, I guess he had visited Thailand March 2012, asked her to move back to the U.S. and live with him. She declined. Do we screen anybody who's been broken up? I mean, how do you screen? Okay. I was hearing a discussion on one of the news stations how doctors need to do a better job screening mental illness. I mean, we do screen for it. We do diagnose it. Okay. But how do you, I mean, you could only control the patient so much. Even if you control them on medication, how do you keep the person taking their medication? Okay? I mean, if somebody can live alone and live, and not be institutionalized, you know, how do you force them to take medication? You can't do that. They have a constitutional right to decide if they want a medication or not. You know, which medical illnesses and which psychological illnesses cause a person to forgo their rights and put them in a position where the government can force them to take medications? I mean, you know, we live in a free society right now. So my question to you was, and the reason why I brought this up is it looks like it's going to be us. Okay? It's really going to have to be on us. If somebody gives us the heebie-jeebies, or if we think somebody, all right, is going to lose it, okay, we need to teach ourselves the, you know, warning signs. And again, don't falsely accuse, you know, Uncle Bob or anything like that. Just because, remember, I mean, family, unfortunately, you get to see a very ugly side of family, right? You know, especially after they've drunk a little bit and was forced to, you know, hang out in a 5-hour family reunion. But for the most part, it's going to take us, you know, screening our coworkers, screening our friends, and just, being on standby. So that was my question to you. I mean, have you had any coworker or any family member or in-law or neighbor who you had thought was unstable or something wasn't right and your instincts were right? And did they turn out to be unstable or commit a crime or, hopefully none of them ever caused a shooting? But, have you ever been a witness to something like that? And what were the warning signs? 1-877-DOCADALI, 1-877-DOCDALI, or 1-877-362-3254. You can also email us at drdahlia.com, drdahlia.com. Mary from Knoxville writes, Doctor, I haven't worked with anyone who's gone postal, but I don't like to use that word postal. I think our postal workers, with all the crap that they have to go through, are probably more mentally sound than you think. So we really need to get rid of that term postal, okay? I haven't worked with anyone who's gone, but I have a coworker who gives me the creeps. I'll make a comment to him, a lighthearted one, and he turns, looks at me, and turns his head back to his screen. Do I discuss this with my manager? Am I overreacting? See, I don't know. I mean, I'm picturing somebody kind of like Spiegel, you know, Lord of the Rings, right? You know, looking at you, right, like he wants you to die, and then kind of looking back at his screen, my precious. If anybody sits there saying, my precious, I would probably, report it to the manager, and I would probably flee. If there's no Lord of the Rings relationship to this, it's tough. You know, I mean, if somebody doesn't like you, somebody doesn't like you. You know, and I don't know. I mean, maybe you're interrupting him. You know, maybe he's trying to listen to the Dr. Dahlia show on his computer. And here you are interrupting him when he's trying to listen to the Dr. Dahlia show. Right? So, you know, I mean, if that's the case, leave him alone. But if you're trying to do work and you're picking up a normal, if somebody should have a normal response, and I think we all know what normal human responses are supposed to be. There's cordial responses, there's social responses, even nice responses. But if you're getting the creeps, yeah, you could trust your instinct. You know, the only thing is, I mean, I don't want people making a federal case over somebody who really is just innocently trying to do his work. You know, so it depends on the relationship you have with the manager. If there's somebody, whenever you have somebody that you think is doing any suspicious behavior or you think could be of a concern, no, I don't want you to turn into a narc or anything, but absolutely have a conversation with your manager, okay? And again, you don't have to open it up thinking, I think this person is going to shoot up the office, but say, you know, I'm just a little concerned. I get kind of a different vibe from this person, and I could be overreacting, but I just want to share it with you to see if you, you know, are picking up what I'm picking up. Okay? And, you know, I could be wrong. You know, I could be over cautious, over paranoid with all the stuff going on in the news. But, he's eliciting some weird behavior, and I don't want to get him into trouble. I just want to know if I'm overreacting. I think that's okay. You know how many people in medical school, they would raise their hand in class and go, why is she here? right? And I'll be in the back of the class going, what, you didn't like my answer? So, I mean, I've had even co-workers, co-students even raise some concern why I was in a league, right, of medical school. And I proved myself. I'm like, I know my stuff. Right? You know, and, you know, I would prove myself, and they're like, all right, I guess, and, you know. But it's okay. I mean, it's okay to do that. I mean, you're not going to get somebody fired. Now, if you do get somebody fired and then they turn around and decide to kill you, that's, you know, don't blame me for that one. So, I had one manager. For those who join us, this is the Dr. Dolly Show, 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Question out there is, have you ever had a manager or coworker that kind of gave you the heebie-jeebies and actually did prove to be unstable? Or did, you know, you were right with your instincts, and did something ever happen with that person? 1-877-362-3254. I had worked in a location. I don't want to give too much details, because I've already been an open book of where I used to work, so I don't want to possibly get this person identified by any means. But I was working, and overall, the manager was really nice. I mean, he was just very cordial. And then all of a sudden, something set him off. And he started to leave us notes with the F word, the C word, and very threatening notes. Now, when I had gone to my coworkers, because he was a supervisor, I didn't know where to go to with this, they said, you know, he was sleeping with somebody who was, you know, in the same, you know, workplace. They're fighting, they're breaking up, and that's what happened. And by the time I had received this information, it had turned out he was happy again, because he and the said coworker were back together. Now, somebody like that, I was extremely concerned about, because, first of all, they're your supervisor, they're your boss. And to leave threatening, dirty, yeah, I probably could have made a sexual harassment suit out of it, but I didn't even think about it, you know? You know, all I wanted, because remember, you know, when you're in that type of situation, okay, you just want those situations to end. You know how we talked about sexual harassment, and, you know, why didn't people report it earlier or whatever, like with the Sandusky case? You know, whenever there's a situation like that that seems to be really out of the norm, your animalistic instinct wants avoidance, okay? It takes some active thinking and some active work on your part to go back to the adversity and then pursue it. So for me, anytime I was ever harassed or smacked in the butt, or talked to inappropriately, for some reason, instinctively, I wanted avoidance. I never even thought of making a case about it. And it's a shame, because maybe if I had more cojones when I was younger, maybe I could have stopped, you know, future insults or attacks on my coworkers, etc. But, you know, being young and in my 20s, I living alone in my own apartment, I felt really vulnerable, and I didn't feel like I had any support system that would protect me if I did pursue. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI.
September is National Preparedness Month in the U.S., and it's National Savings Month at Freeze Dry Guy. Are you prepared to save? All Mountain House freeze-dried foods in number 10 cans are now 40% off at freezedryguy.com. These long-lasting foods for emergency preparedness with a guaranteed 25-year shelf life are 40% off at freezedryguy.com. These easy foods for camping, backpacking, hunting, and sailing are 40% off at freezedryguy.com. These delicious foods, freeze-dried to lock in the taste, aroma, and freshness, are 40% off at freezedryguy.com. All cans of Mountain House freeze-dried meats, entrees, fruits, and veggies are 40% off at freezedryguy.com. Be prepared and save 40% now through September 30th at freezedryguy.com, or call 866-404-3663, 866-404-FOOD.
big business has discovered the preparedness market, and that makes it difficult to know where to go and who to trust. MyPatriotSupply.com is owned and operated by patriots just like you, has the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more. MyPatriotSupply.com has old-fashioned values and the absolute best customer service in the industry. Look for the deal of the day, unique affordable survival supplies that fit anyone's budget. Get same-day shipping on all orders and free shipping on orders over $49. Call 866-229-0927, 866-229-0927, or visit MyPatriotSupply.com for emergency preparedness, self-reliance, and food independence. Shop with a name you know and a name you can trust. Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com.
We travel so much, and having a fake TV, well, it gives added peace of mind.
Burglars look for houses that appear to be easy targets. But fake TV can fool even professional burglars into thinking someone is home watching television.
As a recent widow living alone, it gives me great peace of mind to set my fake TV near a window and know that passing motorists and pedestrians will think someone is home watching TV when I'm actually away from home.
Fake TV easily plugs into any outlet, just like a light on a timer.
And they're so easy to use. You just plug them in and they're ready to go. Plus, they're so affordable that we have one upstairs and downstairs.
Fake TV is only $29.95 with free shipping. Order your fake TV by calling 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to faketv.com. That's 877-532-5388 or faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
An e-cig revolution is sweeping across the country. But is yours American-made? Vapriot e-liquid by LeSig is. Manufactured in Arkansas with 100% USA-sourced ingredients. And when you buy American, you support local jobs. Vapriot e-liquid by LeSig is top quality at an affordable price. The very principle that once drove the American economy. Get great taste with no ash, tar, or smoke. You'll be wondering why you didn't make the change to Vapriot e-liquid by LeSig a long time ago. LeSig.com has everything you need, for beginners to the advanced vaping enthusiast, with a wide variety of hardware and also imported e-liquid flavors as well. Plus, LeSig smokes the competition with fast, free, same-day shipping, real people customer service, and a 30-day satisfaction guarantee. Support our country and become a Vapriot at LeSig.com or call 870-525-1440, 870-525-1440. LeSig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Marion over the break wanted me to talk about alcohol and violence. That's a big subject. And for those who join us, this is the Dr. Dahlia Show. Please follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, the Dr. Dahlia Show. You know, alcohol, as is many times a factor in violent outbursts. We don't know Alexis's alcohol content. I mean, I'm sure we're going to be getting a coroner's report in the next ensuing weeks in terms of the Navy Yard shooting. But, you know, having family members who drink, coworkers who drink, friends who drink, I'm sure many of us have witnessed a more violent side. All right, alcohol inhibits your inhibits a lot of things, and in terms of it's a depressant. All right, it suppresses. So when people say, "Well, alcohol is an aphrodisiac; it makes people horny," no, it doesn't. Alcohol in and of itself doesn't induce libido; it just helps decrease your inhibitions. All right, same thing with your inhibitions to want to, you know, bite someone's face off. Okay? Many people in our lives make us mad, right? We get very frustrated. Okay? Well, when we have our full senses about us, we're able to maintain it. We're able to show some control. When you drink alcohol, you lack some control. Okay? You lack control with spending. Yeah, I'll buy another round. You lack control with violence. You know what? I want to punch him in the face. I'm going to do it. I can do it. You feel empowered. You can lack control with sex. So with alcohol, it's a control issue, which is why we don't want people that have quote-unquote mental illness to drink. Because people with mental illness already have some difficulty with control. Now, some of us not diagnosed with mental illness, we do have control issues. Okay? Some people in my family think I'm over-controlling, all right, and think I have control issues. I tell them that they are not allowed to make that decision unless I tell them they can. But for the most part, many of us have struggled with certain control issues. Maybe it's food. Okay? If I am on a diet and I am doing so well with my diet, and all of a sudden there's a piece of chocolate cake in front of me, there is nothing that can hold me back. I'm going to want that chocolate. I know that about me. That's it. Call it a mental illness. Call it an addiction to chocolate, whatever. I love chocolate. And just the sight of it, just even hearing somebody say chocolate, chocolate, doesn't that just make you want to just snap a crisp cookie, candy bar, those Hershey candy bars that then have the little baby rectangle things? Okay, I have some control issues with that. With everything else, I'm fine. I also have control issues with work. Okay, I cannot go on vacation. I cannot have a day off unless I know that all labs are secure and that work was done, that there's no abnormal mammogram that was faxed over from the radiology company. You know what? No abnormal lab. So on my days off, or if I'm away at a conference, et cetera, because I rarely take vacation, which is an issue in and of itself, I need to make sure that all the labs were looked at and we're good. And then I'm fine. And then I could move on. It's not an obsessive compulsive thing. I just have to make sure it's just a ritual of mine. You can have rituals, and we've talked about rituals. When are rituals pathologic, and when are they okay? You know, having a ritual of brushing your teeth and jumping out of bed in the middle of the night to go brush your teeth because you didn't brush your teeth, that's okay. All right? Brushing teeth is a ritual. Why? What makes it a ritual versus something pathologic? Well, if it's good for you. Okay? It's good for you to brush your teeth. Okay, it's good for you to do a workout. Okay, nobody thinks people being addicted to working out and making sure they get their workout in every day is abnormal. Why? Because exercise is good for you. But technically, if you really look at an obsession with working out, it's still an obsession. But as long as it's good for you, we say it's okay. Right? If one of you called me up saying I have a huge internet problem, all right, I'll start trying to diagnose you. I'll start talking to you about help, etc. But then if you interject and say, I am addicted to the Dr. Dolly Show, and I have to listen to the Dr. Dolly Show every day, I don't find any problem with that. And I immediately back off, and I put the Thorazine prescription away. You see what I mean? So it all depends on what the quote-unquote obsession is. If we in society think it's okay, then it's okay. Same thing with marijuana. Once marijuana becomes legal, somebody using marijuana every night to go to sleep, or somebody using marijuana to lower their blood pressure, or somebody using marijuana to keep their weight down, as we see more and more people who smoke marijuana actually of less weight than people who stress eat, we're not going to be having an issue with the marijuana. It blows my mind how still the basis of either addiction or obsession could be the same. But if we as society think it's okay, it's okay. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. We got Bill on the line. Hey, Bill, buddy, how you doing?
Hey, Doc, how you doing?
Good, my trucker buddy. Love you, love my truckers. Yeah. What's going on?
Well, you were talking about mental health and control, and something that Obama did yesterday just really blows my mind. I just heard about it this morning. He overturned a law saying that we as a country or anybody in this country cannot give arms to terrorists. And he overturned a law saying that he can give arms to Al-Qaeda in Syria. And that just blows my mind, because if he does arm them and they do get control there, those arms he gives them, they're just going to kind of spread out, and they're going to be used against Israel, Europe, possibly us.
Agreed. There is no consistency. No consistency. I mean, it's like, did September 11th even happen? It blows my mind. It is frustrating. I'm with you on that. You know, and I'm sorry I haven't talked about any national politics for a while. I know most people don't want to hear a doctor talk about that, especially when I do the medicine part so poorly. But, many of you want to know how I feel and, you know, what my view is of everything going on. And I'm scared to death. But I got to tell you something. You know, I've talked to a lot of my family in Israel, and I've talked to a lot of people in Israel. They aren't as scared as we are. And I think it's because, number one, is our administration can't run them. So they could still protect themselves, you know, to the degree that they need to. But many Israelis are like, you know, look, you know, Obama could do whatever he wants, but, you know, we can handle ourselves. And I'm pretty proud of them, because it's kind of scary when you have another country making decisions. I mean, it's scary for us as citizens. But, you know, I don't feel like I have to worry about Israel as much as I have to worry about ourselves, because these guys, I think are they've always been preparing. But, you know, Bill, I'm with you. And, you know, it was also of, I think, bad taste that, you know, while we're dealing with the Navy Yard shooting, there had to be some jabs in his speech against Congress. You know, whether you're Republican or Democrat or right or left, we're going through a crisis right now. We need to unify and we need to show some sort of unity. And it just, it's not going to happen in this administration.
And not support the terrorists.
Jeez, I know.
If we believe our government, they're the ones that knocked down 911, not them, the towers on 911.
Right. Al-Qaeda, exactly. Right. I know. We look weak. We really look weak, and I'm scared to death of that. I mean, the United States was a force to be reckoned with. We were so formidable, and now we look like, I mean, we're helping terrorists. The way we're handling Gitmo, the way we can't even control our own borders, we can't even secure our own borders, we look weak, and I'm scared. All right, Bill, thank you for calling. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. We'll be right back.
All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Weakened by GMOs, stressed out about money, and blasted by the electric environment. Hi, I'm Pastor Jenny, and that was the state I was in back in 2010. Then I learned about RNA drops. I learned that 97% of my DNA that scientists have called junk is actually packed with millions of gene switches that play a critical role in controlling how my cells, organs, and other tissues behave. I learned I don't have to put up with disease, decay, or decline like I'd been conditioned to believe. I began taking RNA drops, a 100% natural formula designed to turn on those switches and provide me with amazing health and joy. Learn more about RNA drops and order a free sample today. Visit rnafreesample.com. That's rnafreesample.com. Or call toll free 888 888- 877-3703. Pay only shipping and handling for a free 30-day supply of RNA drops. Get the information you need and the health you want at rnafreesample.com.
David J. Smith for Newswatch Magazine. In February of 2011, although he filled posts in the State Department for more than 2 years, Obama did not fill the post of Religious Freedom Ambassador, an official that works against religious persecution across the world. He filled it only after heavy pressure from the public and from Congress. We'd like to help you to understand how these things are affecting you and will affect you in the near future by offering you an absolutely free one-year subscription to Newswatch Magazine. Just call our toll-free number, 1-800-516-8736. That's 1-800-516-8736. Call now.
With the well-known shortage of availability in guns and ammo, the question is, will food and preparedness items be next? Now, at ProStoresDirect.com, buy a 32-serving bug-out bucket, and you'll get a prime assortment of Mountain House survival food entrees, including favorites like chili mac with beef and spaghetti and meat sauce, all made with real USDA meat. That's enough food for one adult for a full week, all for just $75.99 with free shipping, delivered in a handy, resealable bucket that'll store for up to 25 years. Pro Stores Direct has a huge selection of family-sized food units too, right up to military-grade number 10 cans. And we'll give you great deals on new military first aid and surgical kits, portable water filters, heirloom seeds, and all your bug-out gear. Always with free shipping to the lower 48. Be ready for any challenge with food security for your family at ProStoresDirect.com. ProStoresDirect.com, your first stop for preparedness and survival gear, and proud sponsor of the free media.
Summertime is sale time at Herbal Healer Academy. Current customers know this is the time to save big and stock up at HerbalHealer.com. New customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Right now, Herbal Healer's summer specials include our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale, CoQ10 with Hawthorn, Colon Enhancer, Sea Cucumber, Super Fem and Super Male Plex, plus Glucosamine Chondroitin, our best-selling liquid CalMag Vitamin B, and our colloidal minerals, all on sale for summer at HerbalHealer.com. And Herbal Healer also offers certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on to our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988. Herbal Healer Academy at HerbalHealer.com.
The Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Remember to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. Taking your medical questions, your calls, your comments. We got Larry from Louisiana. Hey, Larry, how you doing?
Hey, Dr. Dahlia. I just want to say hey to you. Thank you for your show and thank you for taking my call.
Thank you for listening. I appreciate it. Thank you.
The report that just coming across the press in St. Bernard Parish in Louisiana, South Louisiana, a four-year-old has died from an amoeba, and mm-hmm. the way they reported it, it's like a ferocious story that a lot of us are unlearned about, and it's like they said that the amoeba has eaten the brain, you know, and I was like, all right, can you expound a little bit more on that to alleviate our fears of this? It's like they're trying to make us afraid of the water.
Yeah, I know, and you live in Louisiana. Where do you live in Louisiana?
I live in North Louisiana in West Monroe.
Oh, West Monroe! So Duck Dynasty guys.
Oh yeah, and I know Phil, and we worship together, and we used to worship together, and I no longer attend the same church, but yeah, Phil and the family, they're for real. They're for real.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, yeah, I believe it. And I love that they're God-loving. I love that show. I'm a huge fan of theirs. Huge fan of theirs. If you see them, give them hugs for me. With Louise, what happened? Unfortunately, this little four-year-old, I think it was from Mississippi, he was visiting St. Bernard Parish, was playing on a slip and slide. Some of the water that we used on the slip and slide might have been sitting out too long, so the amoeba from the soil was able to grow. He goes on the slip and slide. The amoeba gets into his nostrils or mouth or whatever, but mostly it's the nostrils, starts to climb up the sinus passages. From the sinus passages, it's the gateway to the brain, able to get into the brain. And the amoeba, what I was taught in medical school, believe it or not, is some of these amoebas, like Entamoeba histolytica, even though this is Naegleria fowleri, they sit there and like munch, like tarantula munching on the brain. Now, of course, amoebas don't have mouths or anything, but they do, quote unquote, like any infection, eat away at the brain. And the reason why these are so scary and the headlines are something you would think out of a horror movie is because most of the time this is deadly. I think we've only heard of one person live through this, and we heard of this little girl at the Arkansas water park live through this. Amoebas, these infections are rare. I mean, we're talking in the last 40 years, maybe 126 cases of that. But the problem is it's so deadly that they don't want kids, grown-ups, etc., submerging in these warm, freshwater areas. Now, I mean, you know, growing up as a kid, if there was any body of water, you jumped in it, you played, you splashed around. And it is. It's going to make people scared of being outdoors in the wilderness, you know. But it's not getting, wearing nose plugs is the advice the little girl who was infected with the amoeba, who had, thank God, survived and is home. She says, wear nose plugs. And, I mean, I agree with that. You know, I want everybody to enjoy nature, but, you know, when it comes to neti potting, the tap water, like what happened a couple years ago, et cetera, you got to be very careful with the stuff going up into your sinuses.
I am okay. That explains it and makes it a lot clearer. So thank you so much, Doc.
Yeah, well, be safe out there, all right? God bless. 1-877 Doc Dali, 1-877 DOCDALI. And I feel bad that Louisiana, Arkansas part, I mean, you know, Florida, when these cases happen, and somebody sees Louisiana or Florida, they go, oh my God, I mean, come on, we're talking about big states here. We're talking about very rare cases. So, you know, nobody should be afraid to see our beautiful country in the South. It's beautiful. But it's just, if you're going to jump into any warm water that might have been stagnant, and you're going to kick up some of the soil from underneath, or your head is going to be submerged, yes, you could technically be at risk. You know, I like to watch, is it Axemen? Where you, I love Shelby, by the way. Shelby's got his own show now. I love Shelby. And then you also have the dreadlocks. These, I don't know if they're the dreadlocks, but they're the cool guys that scuba dive to get the logs, etc. I don't have a problem with them scuba diving in the water because, again, they're wearing a mask. You know, it's you just don't want to get this warm water up into your nose. Now, mind you, you know, these things can't live in salt water. So for those of us going to the beach on the Atlantic and the Pacific, we're not at risk. You don't really hear of these things because the amoebas can't live in the salt, etc. But it's usually your fresh water where that could be a concern. And mind you, the cases are rare. And we don't want people panicking. But we will panic because, you know, the kid didn't do anything wrong. All he did was play on a slip and slide. How many of us played on slip and slides? I mean, I grew up, I was born in L.A., but I grew up in Phoenix. It was hot. And if you didn't have a pool, you would run around the grass in your bathing suit, and your dad would throw, you know, hose you down, or your mom would hose you down. And that's just what you did. That's how you cooled off. All right? And remember, that's tap water. So, you know, it's eerie to think that nobody was doing anything stupid. You were just, you know, whenever something bad happens to somebody, we immediately want to go, okay, well, that wouldn't be us because we wouldn't do anything so stupid. We wouldn't be bungee jumping off the Empire State Building or whatnot, you right? But if, you know, you hear something bad happen to something that could be your kid, your nephew, your grandkid, your neighbor, You know, not to mention this happened in real life to somebody. It freaks you out. So yeah, and it's definitely important to topic to talk about. So basically, the CDC is recommending avoiding swimming in fresh water when the water temperature is high and the water level is low. Hold your nose shut and your nose clips while swimming. This is according to CNN. Avoid stirring up the sediment while wading in shallow, warm fresh waters. And if you are irrigating or flushing your sinuses, like doing a neti pot, use distilled or sterilized water. Don't use tap water. Because of that case a couple years ago where somebody used tap water, I believe it was, might have been Louisiana, I believe, and there was something in the tap water that went up. And I think when they did test the water in St. Bernard Parish, they did find amoeba in some of the samples. My guess is these amoebas are in a lot. I mean, amoebas have existed and coexisted with us for who knows how long. Right? Just avoid trying to get it up into your sinuses. 1-877-DOC-DALI. 1-877-DOC-DALI. All right, so we talked about this yesterday, how gonorrhea has been classified as an urgent public health threat. 2 million people in the U.S. develop serious types of bacterial infections. 23,000 die. Whether it is the CRE bacteria we talked about, the Enterobacter, multiple resistant. If we're talking about the gonorrhea or the Clostridium difficile, we explained what each of these were yesterday. And how you could contract them. Clostridium difficile, for example, you could get from an antibiotic infection, right? or an antibiotic use. Somebody has diarrhea after taking antibiotics. The Clostridium difficile are opportunistic type bacteria. They decide to overgrow. Very difficult to treat. In fact, that's why they're studying fecal transplants, transplanting other people's fecal matter into your colon to kill it off. Multiple resistant gonorrhea, well, we all know why. Too many people got the shot of penicillin. When that didn't work, we used something else, etc. MRSA, tuberculosis are under the serious categories, not under the urgent, but serious. And, you know, so we're being warned by the CDC that whether these bacteria, these superbugs, are under the urgent, severe, or concerning categories, all right, these are threats. Okay, and our carbapenem-resistant Enterobacter, like whether it be Klebsiella or E. coli, the CRE, carbapenem is one of our fanciest antibiotics for our CREs, a carbapenem-resistant Enterobacter type bacteria, to be out there is some scary stuff. We talked about how pharmaceutical companies need to be able to make a profit, right? Because it's too expensive to put millions upon millions of dollars in finding new drugs, especially if Obamacare health insurances will only cover generics. So we got a problem here. All right, guys, don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI.
Did you know there are 3 million edible food plants on Earth, and none have the nutritional value of the hemp plant? HempUSA.org offers you hemp protein powder. It does not contain chemicals or THC, is non-GMO, and is 100% gluten-free. Hemp protein powder burns fat, builds muscle, contains 53% protein, and feeds the body the nutrients it needs. Call 888-910-4367 and see what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you. Only at HempUSA.org.
In times of disaster, internet and mobile networks will go dark. A wealth of online information will be completely inaccessible. Now, imagine the most extensive survival and disaster preparedness library ever created, with information for every possible scenario, still available to you without online access. That's the survival key. Ben Franklin said it best. By failing to prepare, you're preparing to fail. Get your survival key at GetSurvivalKey.com. Quite literally, the key to your survival. GetSurvivalKey.com. We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document, worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution.
With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE, 855-340-7283.